How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
An Erio's original.
Don't start feeling like you're the best, because you're not. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of always stuck with me. People tell me, oh, you're the best. And I'm like, thanks. And I'm thinking to myself, well, they ain't see my room. It's a mess. Like, I got clothes everywhere. I'm a hoarder. Like, I always try to check myself, like, keep it checks and balances.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to The Margaret Show, where we talk to people you know and people you should know. Today, we are talking to actor, stand-up, writer, the incredible Tiffany Haddish. Coming out of the dark, coming out of the dark. Yeah, coming out of the dark. I really love Drapetia. Yeah. And, well, this is why I love it, because it's actually two songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first song is like the weekly rundown, and the second song is the class.
Yes.
So, but I hadn't heard you on a track before. So I think it's musically, it's so exciting to think about. Like, you have to have a whole record.
Well, I got a bunch of songs that I made. Like,
yeah,
on the back end of my audiobook,
mm-hmm,
I got a song called The Last Black Unicorn.
Uh-huh.
And all my specials, all the ones I produced, I have songs in them, like the She Ready song and,
mm-hmm,
and Too Much. And then in the movie I just did, Like a Boss, at mm-hmm the end of that, I got a song with Snoop Dogg.
So great.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah, called Do Our Thing. Yeah.
It's really exciting. So then you're going to be, you got to do the Super Bowl halftime.
Girl.
That'd be great.
Girl, no, my knees ain't ready for it. My knees. You see how the J-Lo and Shakira was
so
running
crazy
around and everything?
It's
I was
so
like,
crazy.
Them knees.
I know.
They got good knees.
But I swear, I like listen to Drapetia so many times. It's and then I want to take
a
class.
Are you dancing?
Well, I'm trying to do it. It's actually like hard to do the left, right, left, right, left, right. Take a break. Yeah. Like it's
right, left, left, right, left, right.
It's
right,
hard.
Right, left, left, right, left, right.
But I like the weekly run. I mean, the whole song. I love anything that when you go through the days of the week.
Yeah.
And you're giving the lowdown of your schedule, what's going to happen.
Yes.
And it's really, I mean, it's really a fine, fine, fine recording.
Thank you very much. Thank
I
you.
I love it.
It's all Todrick Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's
yeah
great.
Yeah, he's really awesome. I love being around him.
He's really great. Did you guys? So you known each other before?
Yeah, we met actually through Taylor Swift when uh-huh I did SNL. He was there with her, and he's like, "I love you," and I was like, "I love you, man."
Yeah.
I watch all your stuff. I love the way he does like the Disney remixes and everything. And so
mm-hmm
then, yeah, he was like, "I'd love to hang out with you." So then I'm hanging out with Taylor. He's hanging out too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking. He's like, "Would you ever do music?" I was like, "I would try. I can't say that I'm excellent. I just like to play. I'm not out here trying to make, you know, trying to get a Grammy or nothing for singing."
Well, you should. Well, you should.
Thank you.
Very. I mean,
well, maybe we should do a song.
We should
together
do a song. You are a very multifaceted entertainer. You and I have that in common. We're like the old school, like we could do a review in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Where we're dancing and singing.
Yes.
And then doing comedy sketches.
Yes.
That'd be really fun.
We should do that.
So let's do a song and let's do a review.
Yeah, let's do it.
That'd be
and
great.
And we can make like $100,000 a show.
Oh, yes.
Let's do that. And we'll do like, let's do 10 shows.
Okay.
So then that's $1 million.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And if we do it in 1 month.
Okay. Okay.
And we rehearse for a month.
Okay.
And then we get who's going to be our, we got to have a music director and a stage director and a choreographer. Mm-hmm. I'll be the choreographer.
Yeah, you'll be good at that.
Yeah, I can dance.
Yes. Then, really good.
And then you going to write the sketches?
Yeah, I'll write the sketches.
Okay, you write the sketches.
Yes.
And then we got to pick the songs that we're going to sing.
Yeah, we got to do, it's raining. It's pouring. My love life is boring me to
tears. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Look, I was the old man is snoring. It's time to get out.
What is that? It's enough. It's enough is enough. It's Donna, yes. Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand.
Yes, yes.
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be really good. Are we doing duos? Then we got to do Moesha, Brandy and Monica.
Oh,
the boy is mine.
Oh.
You might be confused.
That's great. That's great. I love that. Okay, we got it. Yeah, we have a show.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
We got a show.
No, but we are really like that old school of the old model of entertainers where you had to do everything.
You have to be multifaceted. I realize that now, like watching old movies, and I'm like watching Lena Horne, and she's like singing, dancing.
Yeah.
Acting, writing her own stuff,
absolutely,
doing reviews in Vegas. You know, I'm like, yeah, you got to have all the skills. And then I met Barbara Streisand and having conversations with her. Like, she's the first female to direct, produce, and star in her own movie.
Right, right.
And she was telling me the difficulty of it and how, you know, the challenges she was having, but how, like, gratifying it was. And I was like, would you do it again? She's like, never. Like,
well, I think it is. It's got to be hard. It's hard to direct yourself. I think for me, I would have a hard time because you got to like step outside it and watch and then go back into it. So it would be hard to have that kind of perspective, I think, for me.
Well, what we have now, the beauty that we have now is playback.
Right.
So if you could do playback, you can step outside yourself and see like, okay, I'm going to make this adjustment, that adjustment, which when I did Girls Trip, they would let me watch playback, which
that's great.
He probably shouldn't have done because now I'm kind of spoiled and I always want to see playback.
You just want to see, yeah.
Because then I know I can make adjustments like with my facial expressions, with the way that I'm like sitting, because sometimes I get like comfortable and, you know, I'm like comfy right now. I'm slouching and looking crazy. And then if I can see that, I can, make this adjustment. Now the character has a little something more to her, you know. So those type of little things that I think a director should tell you, but if you're doing it by yourself,
it's hard. But I think and Girls Trip really changed everything for you. And I remember just even before that when we were doing sets at like the Improv or the Comedy Store and stuff, and then and you were talking about it with this like really sort of like thing of like anticipating what was to come, and it was really, I mean, you know, it's all happened and more, which is really exciting. But how is that shift like? So you're like, you know, we're just doing sets and then suddenly you're on the cover of everything and doing everything, and but you knew it was coming.
I knew it. I have plotted it. I planned it in my mind. I saw it. I visualized it.
Yes.
Like, I knew it ever since, like, in high school. I was like, I'm gonna be in the business. I'm gonna do something big. I don't know how I'm gonna get there. I don't know when it's gonna happen.
Right.
And I'm glad it happened once I was in my 30s, because in my 20s and my terrible twos, girl, I'd have been a crackhead. It'd have been a situation.
No.
So I'm glad it happened when it happened and how it happened. And the transformation as far as like the amount of work and the time, that I wasn't all the way prepared for. I knew it would be a lot of work, but I wasn't prepared for how much time it takes.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize like press is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like when you sign up to do something, just know press is what they're really paying you for.
It is. And it's quite difficult. I mean, and now with the way that entertainment is, there's so many different ways to do that press,
you know
that's kind of an all-encompassing thing,
and it's a lot, and there's so many outlets now,
right?
Like, I was talking to Jada Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes.
And she was saying, that's a name drop. She was saying that, you know, in her day, you would only, there was only so many outlets.
Right.
There wasn't like how there is now. So like all the different podcasts and the, you know, the YouTube shows and the talk shows and all that. There wasn't a whole bunch of that. There was like Sally Jesse Raphael. You had Arsenio Hall. You might have a little Ricky Lake, but you ain't going on Ricky Lake to promote no movie or anything like that. You got your late night show, your tonight show. And then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then you do your press and the newspapers come in. And interview you in a magazine or two, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there something you've done, like press wise, that you were like, this is it? Like, I've actually made it now. Like, was there one thing? Like, I would say, like, SNL probably would be, like, for a comedian to get to host SNL, that's like a thing.
Yeah, that's huge. That was huge. I mean, that was. I don't feel like that was this I made it thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt like I made it before Girls Trip came out when I did the Arsenio Hall show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was it for me. That was, yeah. I could have died after that. Like, that, I'd have been fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh, take
that's
me,
a historic.
Lord.
I mean, yeah. Because his show was just so meaningful. You know, like I think, you know, his presence on late night TV and doing his show is like really historic, and then the reboot of it, you know,
that's
really
me,
exciting.
I got so excited when I found out they were rebooting it, and I was like,
yeah,
I have to figure out how I'm gonna get on this show.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of friends that were doing stand up on it, and I'm like, hey, do you think you can talk to the booker? Maybe I could like do a sketch or two or something. I got a whole stand up act. I'll send it to the booker. And then my friend Lil Rel Howery, he was doing the show, and he said I could come up there. So I came to visit. I was like, who booked you? I want to meet the booker. And I just start talking to her, you know, charming her up. And she's like, I think we have a sketch you can do. And then the sketch led to me talking to the producers and telling them about my comedy and getting them to come to the comedy club.
Yeah.
And then, and I did like, ended up being on that show like 7 times.
That's incredible.
And only one time doing stand up though.
So you did it. You did an actual set on the like after doing all the sketches, then you did a set.
Then I did a set, and I finally got to meet Arsenio. I hadn't even met him.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't even met him. Go to the comedy club trying to meet him.
Yeah.
And I would miss him every time.
Oh.
Like, and I'm like, geez, I'm supposed to be his baby mama. Why are you blocking me, God? Like,
oh.
I feel like God was blocking me. I mean, that was part of the reason why I would hang out at the Improv and at the Comedy Store, just so I could run into him and then like become his best friend.
Yeah.
And never worked out like that. And I had to go around the other way.
Yeah. Well, you know,
cool now. We go to lunch and stuff and smoke weed together. Oh, am I supposed to say that? We smoke weed together.
He's an awesome, awesome man. I mean, I really love him. Yeah. I think he's a really special guy. And, you know, and he loves comedy and he loves women in comedy.
Yeah.
Incredibly supportive.
Yeah. He said I was smart in front of everybody in the audience, which... To me, I started crying. Like, before I walked out, I started crying. The producer was like, why are you crying? Stop crying. I was like, he said I'm smart. He don't even know me.
Like, well, you are smart, but you're more than smart. And to me, I think you're very, I think you're really loving towards everything. Like, you have a lot of gratitude and grace, which I think is really remarkable because a lot of people don't have that in this business or in this life.
No, I've run into a lot of people. I'm like, whoa, where's your humility? Where's your kindness at?
There's just so much grace that you walk in. And is that a part of your nature or is that something that you discovered?
I'm pretty sure that's like my nature. It's how I've always been.
Yeah.
And also I feel like it's, and you know, I used to get a lot of beatings as a kid. And if you was in the mirror too long, you got beat. Mm-hmm. Then you're not allowed to be vain. We don't have vain people in this house. We don't do that. Get out the damn mirror. But I used to be in that mirror practicing monologues and coming up with facial expressions.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this on the bus tomorrow. It's going to be hilarious. Like, I have to like do it in the bathroom. And like, you know, we got so much time. You can't be in the bathroom more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're in there more than 15 minutes, you're sick or you're doing something nasty. Yeah, so it was always... You know, being installed in me, I guess growing up is being humble. Like, you're not better than anybody in this house.
Yeah.
You're not better than anybody in these streets. So stop acting like, you know, don't start feeling like you're the best because you're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of always stuck with me. And people tell me, oh, you're the best. And I'm like, thanks. And I'm thinking to myself, well, they ain't see my room. It's a mess. Like, I got clothes everywhere. I'm a hoarder. Like, I just try to check myself, like, keep it checks and balances.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, It's worked out well. It's worked out well.
Thank you.
But I always thought, like, even before a lot of all of, you know, like all of your success and fame, even so before that, like you had this outlook of abundance, that there was a great amount of abundance in the world that was just waiting for all of us.
Well, yeah, I feel mm-hmm. that way. I remember the first time I met you, I felt like this is it. I made it. Like, because I uh-huh. would watch you on TV and be like, aww. I love her. I love her. And then I met you in the comedy club and you were actually nice.
Yeah.
Like, because so many female comics are not nice. Yeah. And you were actually nice. I was like, see, I made it. She rich, I'm rich. We rich. We rich. We got it. We nice people.
Yes.
Like, oh yes. my gosh. But so many female comics can be just evil. And I'll just be praying for them.
Well, I think it's just hard pray. Because it's like a business that pits women against other women. And it's not fair. But mm-hmm. it's just like the way that the industry or their perception of what the industry is has been to them.
Yeah, well, I don't operate that way. No, I feel like as soon as I see another woman, I'm like, yes, yeah. you bleed like me. Right. Okay, let's bond together. We can do something. Yeah. Let's try to figure out a way.
Yeah, yeah. And because it's like we need each other, you know, and we need that bond to get by. But it's definitely like because men in comedy have such a support network within themselves. You know, they support each other so much.
Yeah. And it's like I feel like they try to turn us against each other.
They do.
So that we don't, because we would excel past them.
Right.
Because we right. have all the skills.
Yeah. So they're trying
comedy,
to.
Comedy, dancing, keep us, yeah. handle pain, like
handle
all
pain,
stuff.
Singing.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's a weird, it's really, it's a weird thing. But it's, yeah, I always love to like meet other female comics and I'm excited for them. When I see somebody really funny, I get really excited.
Me too.
You know, and I like want to watch their sets and, you know, like, it just makes me feel good. Like, mm-hmm. I love when you were like, doing sets at these clubs and you're just like dancing or talking about Magic Mountain.
Yes.
That would feel so good.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Is that in your special? When the whole thing
yes,
about the
Six Flags? Yes, yeah. yes, girl, yes.
I'm so excited. Yes. It's so great.
It is a Black Mitzvah, it is.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
Magic Mountain, boy, I should send them some money.
Yeah.
I should make a donation to
you
them.
You really should.
I really should.
That's really, it's such a, that whole thing is so great. Now, so you're on tour always too, like it's like the movies and then stand-up comedy and then like how much is what percentage of the time is it what ends, like where are you going, like daily, like everything? There's
okay
so, much.
So every day of the week is assigned to something.
Yes.
I'm doing something every single day.
Yes,
because I do have these goals, and I've like that list of goals that I made when I was homeless that Kevin told me to make.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it, and I keep add like I'll check three things off and then I'll add like four more things, or I'll
yeah.
check off one thing and I'll be like, here go two more things I want to do. So that list, I'm never satisfied, which I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day I'm doing something towards those goals, right? So today I was with my business manager, and then I met with my old agent to shut that door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and create peace. I want peace, and I want her to know that, yeah, you contributed.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have been able to do that if God wouldn't have given me what he gave me.
Yeah.
So I had to have that conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I see my friend and I'm like, come with me, girl. So she comes with me, and then I'm here with you. And then once mm-hmm. I finish here, mm-hmm. then I'm gonna go to my house and I'm gonna organize all these damn clothes I got. I done found
oh,
all these
yeah.
clothes. I can't walk into my damn damn closet. And I feel like it's like my soul. Like my closet represents like the clutter in my heart of like, and I need to organize these emotions. I need to organize these clothes. I need to let go of some of this stuff. Yeah. So I'm probably going to go like on Poshmark or the Thread Linen somebody and sell a bunch of these clothes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
And let that money come in and bring in new opportunity, new things. And maybe I can invest in something else. And then tomorrow I'm getting honored by the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, I'm getting another thing from the city of Los Angeles. And they're putting a mural in City Hall.
Oh.
And then I'm going to go meet my god. I got a godson coming on Wednesday.
Oh.
And then after that, I got to do something to Sister Soiree for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And then an event. Oh, I got to do a thing for the Los Angeles Airport. Doing an announcement for them. Like, welcome to Los Angeles,
that's great.
Guys.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, and then there's Oscar parties galore.
Lots of Oscars.
And then next week, I go back on the road.
Mm.
And I go do like D.C., Atlantic City, and somewhere else I'm doing. Massachusetts.
Do you get a private plane?
No. Girl, I'm not popping like that yet. I'm working on it. You get a private plane?
No. I only got a private plane once when I was working with Bill Maher. And he flew us all out to Hawaii.
See?
That's the only time.
Yeah. Now, see, I only get to be on private planes when it's press, when the studio pays for it.
Right.
I have yet to been like, okay, we're doing private jets, guys.
That's a whole nother
level. I'm not at that financial level.
But I didn't know you were homeless. You said that really fast, and then I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
When were you? What happened?
Oh, I've been homeless a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Homeless when I turned 18 and was emancipated out of foster care.
Yeah.
Homeless again at 21.
Mm.
And then homeless again at 23.
Wow. In L.A.?
In L.A. All those times in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, city full of family.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to let me sleep on their couch.
Oh, no. You know?
So, but I had my Geo Metro.
Oh, okay.
See. So I had a mobile home.
All right.
So I made it work.
Yes.
And I figured it out, you know, and I feel like that was, I think in my mind, God made me homeless 3 times to learn how to not be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I still got a lot of pride. I'm very prideful. And that's something I'm working on every day.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that, like, people are willing to help you and they don't necessarily want anything from you.
Right.
You know, coming from where I come from, like, if somebody help you, then you got to do something.
Right.
What are you going to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody's not like that. And it shouldn't be afraid to ask for help. That's what I had to learn. I had to be cold and scared. And
yeah, it's really scary. I mean,
all that, like, and feel like I ain't got nobody. All this, like, these really horrible feelings to say, to be bold enough to say, please help me.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Yeah.
But I was always taught as a kid, you know, make for yourself. You do for yourself. You if you in a bad situation, it's your fault. Pull your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you figure it out. Make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 2 times I did. And that last time, I needed the help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't ask Kevin for help. He saw that I needed it and gave it to me and didn't ask me for anything in return. And I was like, oh, I need to start asking people to help.
Yeah.
Like the lesson that I learned.
Yeah. Kevin Hart?
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
He helped you to...
He gave me like $300. Said, stop sleeping in your damn car. Go get a hotel room for a week and make a list of your goals and start tackling those goals.
Yeah.
And so like the first thing on my list was get a place to stay.
Yeah.
And I did a few days later.
Oh, good. And then that was, when you were able to just like come out from there.
Yeah. And from there, I started being more like... Still I have a lot of pride. It's still a lot of, like, it still takes a lot for me to ask, but I have no problem saying, hey, can you help me with this one thing? Like, hey, Margaret, I'm shooting a video on Saturday. What are you doing? Shooting a music video on Saturday called Come and Get Your Baby Daddy. Maybe you want to make an appearance.
Of course, yes.
If you're available.
Yes,
I'd love your help.
I'd love it.
I'm dead serious. We got that recorded.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm going to call you on Thursday to confirm.
All right.
We're going to need you probably about 10 a.m. on Saturday.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We only need you for about 30 minutes.
I love it.
If you want to do your own hair and makeup, you can. But if you want, I got hair and makeup there. You know,
I'll be fine.
You,
I'll
how
do
you
my
looking
own.
Good? And yeah. You tell them get your baby daddy.
That sounds great. I love it. I will be there. But that's great. I mean, it's inspiring because a lot of times when we're homeless like that, we just like lose hope.
Yeah, and you feel like you're not worth anything, and it's like nobody cares. But I did, like, I was cute homeless. I made sure my hair was always done.
Yeah.
And my nails was always done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had stayed with the baby wipes.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, tried not to get dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to be a dirty homeless person.
And then when did you start to do comedy? You do, like, stand-up comedy?
I started doing stand-up in 97.
Okay.
Yeah, I started in 97 at the Laugh Factory. Mm-hmm. And then I got emancipated. Because I was only giving like $10, $25. They mm-hmm. wasn't really paying anything. So I was like, well, I got to stop this for a while. And I stopped. And then I like had a nervous breakdown and everything when I was 21. Mm-hmm. And my therapist, I ended up going into psychiatric therapy. And the therapist was like, what makes you happy? Mm-hmm. What brings joy to you? And I was like, man, hearing people laugh.
Yeah.
Seeing people smile. That used to make me so happy. Like it was... I remember being in junior high school and high school, and like at home, it would be so bad and so scary. But I would come, like, as soon as I get on the school bus, I'm like, if I make three people laugh, I'm gonna feel better. Mm-hmm. Like, and I would just do stupid, silly things, or sing or dance, or just try to crack a joke in class or whatever, and make up characters and do stuff. Just in like every time somebody would smile at me or laugh at me or with me, mm-hmm. it just like elevated me a little bit. Like, I feel better. And by the time I would get home, I'm back in this, like, back in this trenches, this bullshit. I would be like, I got this. I've been lifted from school. You know, mm-hmm. even though I wasn't reading nothing, I was cheating all the time on mm-hmm. assignments. It was a lot of bad things. Like, I was not the best student, but mm-hmm. I had really great friends because I made them laugh.
Yeah.
And they helped me make it through school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I know. It's like there's something about making people laugh. There's something that's so gratifying about it. And it's hard to put a value on it, but it really does mean everything.
It means everything. Because you think about it, like making someone laugh, you are tickling their soul. Mm-hmm. You are getting them to pull their lips back, show their teeth.
Yeah. And
like in front of the belly, if you get a belly laugh, like that is
that's great.
A powerful thing.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Who's your like favorite person do you think you've gotten to make laugh so far? Like if you can think of the people that you like have performed in front of or people that you like seen or talked to, who do you think is your favorite?
I don't know. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
They're all great.
I mean, Michelle Obama saw me and she just started busting up laughing.
It's so cool.
Oprah Winfrey, you know, she just laughed. Whoopi.
Whoopi's great.
Whoopi is everything. You know, in my mind, she my real mama.
Yeah.
She had to give me up for adoption.
I feel the same way. I know exactly.
I'm like falsely adopted.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I know.
She got me at the hospital and they gave incredible. Me to the, my mama I got. But
she's incredible. She just makes you feel seen. There's something about her is very powerful.
She looks in your eyes and mm-hmm. it's like she knows who you are.
Yeah. It's deep. I love her too.
Yeah.
I love her.
She sent me a wand. Girl, she sent me a Harry Potter wand. I cried for like 45 minutes.
That's beautiful.
And she gave me directions. This is what you do with this wand.
Uh-huh.
And use it to manifest mm-hmm. your dreams. Now, she might have just made all this up.
Yeah.
But in my mind.
No, it's real.
My magic wand.
It is. It is. Yeah. Because it's her and she's magic.
Yes,
there's there's so much like just in her heart that mm-hmm. she shares in a very deep way. And it's very simple and it's really uncomplicated.
Yeah.
So she is magic.
She came to see me at Caroline's one time. And I was like so happy that she came to the comedy uh-huh. show. And then I was like, I just really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And she comes up to the stage. And she gives me the ring off her finger. And I was like, I can die now.
Wow,
like,
that's amazing.
I feel like I have all these moments where I'm like, okay, God, if you want to take me, I'm ready to go. Like, and then like 30 minutes later, I'm like, no, I don't want
to
die.
Yeah, no, like, we're not ready. We're not ready to lose you yet. There's so many things. There's so many things you have to do. You're just getting started.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, even like, every day there's like a new thing and a new honor and a new thing to step up to. And, and is there something that you're looking in the far future towards? Like, I want that. This is what I would love.
I would love to open up my own studio and give people the opportunity to tell their stories.
That's great.
And I would love to be able to create a studio that it can teach also, like get in like foster youth or at-risk youth or people that just want to learn how to like make movies and how to tell their stories.
I love that. That's a great thing.
That's what I would love
to do. That's a good far-reaching ambition because it's something that gives to the arts, it gives to the planet and a lot of individual people. Like it's helpful on a lot of ways.
Yeah, like that's kind of what Lucille Ball did, you know, and then Paramount bought it, but she started that studio, her and Desi, and it, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that.
I like that.
I would like a Desi, but not exactly like that. But
well, you mean, you know, your own sort of a
partner in crime.
Well, yeah, and but also
no crime on me.
No crime on you, but also, you know, somebody that can sort of see your vision through. But I mean, it's more like the vision is enough on its own.
Yeah.
You know? It's a great idea.
And I'm just hoping every day, like all my actions every day leads towards that.
Yeah.
That's
a really great idea.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool because I mean, that's what we need. I mean, there's got to be something out there that empowers people with a camera and also the confidence to do it. You know, like you just have to kind of give them a little bit of like hope.
Yeah.
That this can happen.
I just want people to be able to see themselves and know that they can be heard and they can share their story.
Yeah.
And like not just one type of group of people, but all kinds of people, you know, I really think that's important. There's a school in Inglewood. If I had $23 million, I would buy it and turn that into, it's like on 2 acres of land. Mm. And I know the guy got to figure out something to do with it because they lost their charter thing. Anybody listening to this want to piece up? Let's go.
But that's a good idea. I think that's
and it's
like,
right by the airport. Then it could be international too, where people come from all over the world. Yeah. And they can learn, they can make their own things. And like, it would be cool.
That would be really cool. That'd be really cool. And then, you know, just like we have the technology where everybody has the power to make movies that you can show in a theater in on their phone.
Yeah.
You know? And it's something that it's time for that. So that's a good goal. I'm gonna pray on
that goal?
It. I'm gonna pray on it.
What's your big goal?
I think it's really I don't even know. I think it's really just to keep on going. Oh, you know, like I want to get to the point where I get some sort of a medal. You know, when you're like it's a medal of freedom. I want the medal of freedom. Who has it? I think Ellen has one.
Yeah, Ellen has one.
And then
would you want Trump to give you that?
No, so I wouldn't have a different president give it to me. Hopefully, it would be a different president. I just like it when there's I think it is the Medal of Freedom when there's like five of them and they are all from sort of
different
areas.
Walks of life. Yeah,
and then you get a Medal of Freedom. It's meaningful.
Yeah.
So that would be a good thing to get. Or the Mark Twain Award. You should get the Mark Twain Award. It would be a good one.
But have you gotten it yet?
No, no.
You should get it first.
I would love to. I presented it posthumously to George Carlin.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was great.
That was cool.
Was that really his stuff?
Yes, that was his stuff, which is an amazing thing. So that was a really good one. And they're giving it now. Well, they just gave the last one to Eddie Murphy. And
Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, and I presented at that.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was fun.
That's really cool. So it's like now it's in our sort of, it's in our generation. Because he's like there in that end. So that would be good to get.
Well, we're going to get that for you.
Thank you.
Campaigning now. Mark Twain Award. Let's go.
Would be good.
I'm going to make some phone calls to Congress. Don't worry, girl. I got you.
All right.
I'm working on it.
Thank you. And we had fun at that laughing thing.
Yeah, we did. Oh, my God. It was a beautiful disaster.
That was so great. I really like when you're like Ruth Buzzy. That's really cute. It was so cute.
Oh, man. It was fun. I was like, oh, my gosh. I hope I'm not insulting her in any kind of way.
No,
I
wanted perfect.
To bring like, you know, 110%. And I wanted to honor her because I love her.
I love her.
Yeah.
She was great. She was
she
really
was
cool.
Really great. Yeah.
Everybody was really cool on that thing. I mean, it was very, there was a lot of different people, it was varied, but I like your hair net. Well, they have the little hair net.
Yes.
It's that character is so crazy because it's got like a hair net and it's sort of a little bit olive oil from Popeye.
Yeah. But it's also like cafeteria lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of things happening with that character. It's very funny. Are you going to the Oscars?
No. Mm. Are you?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I'm going to some Oscar parties though.
Yeah. I'll probably go to some Oscar parties, but I... I've never been. I've only been to the Golden Globes, the Emmys. I've never been to the Oscars, actually.
What?
Oscars is quite a big ticket.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah, I would love to go.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make that happen next year.
Next
That's
year,
be the next thing.
Next year,
because this year I can't help you on this.
No,
year. Can't help you on this year, but next year.
But you should get an EGOT. That would be good.
You should get an EGOT.
Let's go. We'll both get EGOTs.
What if we work together? We do a duo thing, and we both get EGOTs. Yeah. We take our Vegas show to Broadway.
Right. And then shoot a movie.
And then we shoot a movie.
In IMAX.
Yes. Where we blend our life stories.
Right. I love it.
Or maybe we should remake The Jerk.
Okay.
I really want to remake The Jerk.
I think it would be great.
And I want to be The Jerk. But I want to be raised by, like, you know how I say in the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. I grew up a poor black man.
Yes.
I want to be like, I grew up a humble Japanese girl.
Yes.
like, in the hills of Monrovia.
That's really cute.
Like, and because I speak Japanese, I would love to be able to use that.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke Japanese.
Hey, Nihongo Gaskoshi Bekarimasu.
Wow. That's great. Would you go to Japan and do comedy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would translate well, though.
Because
I'm like
comedy.
On a first grade level.
Oh, but that's the thing is, though, if you went, you would really pick it up. If you already have a foundation.
Yeah.
If you go there, then you really pick it up quickly.
But I don't know if my sense of humor is the same. I like watch the game shows and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm dying laughing watching the game shows.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, that's a little extreme.
Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of, I don't understand a lot of the game shows. I get scared when I watch the game shows.
Because I'm like, somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
And or somebody's going to fight somebody.
Yeah.
And they're going to die.
And they're really laughing about it.
Oh, man.
It's too scary.
Did you see the one where the guys like, okay, so you sit in a box and you have like nothing or you have just underwear on or whatever from the waist down. And somebody's like manipulating you and determines if you don't know if it's a man or a woman in the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you have like an orgasm and it's a man, you're gay.
Oh, uh-huh.
And if you don't have an orgasm, then like you win all this money.
Oh.
And if it's a girl, then you're not gay. Like, you don't know what's in the box. It's a crazy
That's
show.
That's a crazy show.
It's a fun show to watch.
That sounds like
somebody sitting there. That's
a really, that's an interesting, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say when I watch it.
It's like,
I don't know, but I can't stop watching it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know what it is. It's like Fear Factor, but not really.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Gay Factor?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's just checking your sexuality.
I guess, but then if you don't know who it is, then how do you know if their gender and if, you know, who knows?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Maybe it's saying your inner soul is really into this instead of into that.
Something
or
like
maybe,
that.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know, but I think it's a crazy show. I watched it. That's just one of the challenges on the show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different challenges.
I think that that's
a little crazy, but I feel like in a minute that's going to probably be on TV in America.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it'll be on TV in America soon. Well, on the Playboy channel or something.
I would rather watch your version of The Jerk.
Yeah, I would rather watch
that
it.
That would be great.
I would rather that too.
I would love that. And now where can people find out about all the things you're doing? What is your socials and where are your steps?
All my socials, very easy. It's Tiffany Haddish at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Everything's Tiffany Haddish. I'm even on Bumble.
That's
Tiffany Haddish on there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, girl.
I thought you'd be on Raya.
Nah.
They won't let me on Raya.
Now, I haven't even applied for Raya because I'm like, I want somebody regular.
Yeah.
In my life, a regular person.
Uh-huh.
That maybe they rich because they're doing regular things, you know. But if they're not regular, if they're extraordinary, cool. But I would prefer, you know, someone who is fun to be around and has adventures and things like that. Mm. And on Bumble, I know it's where the woman makes the first move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So, and then it's pretty safe because if you start talking to them, you like them, then you can FaceTime with them. They don't have your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And you can FaceTime with them in the app.
Oh,
and
okay.
Talk to them through the app.
Okay.
So you can verify that they're really who they are. You can have conversations with them for a while and then maybe go out to have drinks or something like that.
Okay. I'm going to try Bumble. I don't have a Bumble.
You should get a Bumble, girl.
I'm going to get a Bumble.
And Bumble is popping.
All right.
It's a lot of men with good jobs.
Oh, good. Okay.
A lot. And I've been using, you can go to different states and you just swipe and just have conversations and then okay. be like, hey, listen, you want to come to my show tonight? And nice. Then they come to the show and stuff and then they look good, smell good and all that.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, mm-hmm. Tiffany. I love you. Thank you for coming over and I'll see you on Saturday.
Yes. See you on Saturday, boo.
Thank you.
Let's make a music video.
Yes! It's taking over my dreams, waking me out of my sleep.
I think I'm coming apart. The Margaret Show is an Erios production with editing by Tracy Levy and original music by Garrison Starr. Never miss an episode of The Margaret Show. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. I don't know where to start. Coming out of the dark.
Erios. Powered by Acast.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.